Have you ever been bombarded by a shower of comments on your video screen?
All the time.
Really? Well, 弹幕 or bullet comments has been picking up steam on Chinese video sharing websites, and Chinese users simply cannot get enough of it. But not everybody is a fan, especially those maybe from an older generation, and particularly those from foreign countries that don't speak Chinese. Today, let's talk about what are these 弹幕 comments,
yes,
and all the exciting things about it.
Yes, for those that feel left out of this very cool circle and are asking yourself, what are damus? There's no real official definition of what damu is. I guess I'm going to use a description that we found from, I guess, Wikipedia to describe, I guess, one of the websites that was first to use it called, I think it's Japanese too, so I hope I pronounce it right, Nico Nico.
I guess that's right.
Unlike what they said, unlike other video sharing sites, video comments are overlaid directly onto the video, synced to a specific playback time. This allows comments to respond directly to the events occurring in the video in sync with the viewer, creating a sense of shared watching experience. But I'm going to try, actually, to maybe paint the picture of what damu does mean. I mean, there's no exact definition that would make sense, but maybe the definition, you can compare it to these video games, okay, and why this was given this name. So there's certain, these kind of what we maybe would say a side-scrolling video game. So imagine you're a spaceship, and you just can move back and forth, and you're shooting these things that come down at you on the screen. This is kind of where, I guess, Damu Bu got its name, because much like those little games, you're just moving this little, probably like an airplane or spaceship, and shooting up all these different things. You know, it's like these comments are like the enemies, and they're just coming down at you, and you're shooting at them, and it's all these pew, 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 and I'm getting way too excited.
Yeah, sound effects, awesome.
But basically, Damu Bu means bullet curtain, and so, you know, like in these games, there's just all these different things flying by you. You're trying to shoot them all. Comments coming, pew, 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 pew. This kind of thing. So that's technically how Damu Bu became representative of these kind of comments being streamed across the screen.
Yes, and thank you for providing the
anytime,
story of the origin. Yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yes, and we used to have the pew, pew, pew on our WeChat and Roundtable.
I miss it so much.
I do too. Yeah. I think there's something that's very, very spontaneous and inclusive
and
about
in the
it.
Moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but WeChat stopped offering that function.
Thanks a lot, WeChat.
Yeah. So there's, you know, our hands are kind of tied on this one. But Huangshan, when you look at how 弹幕 or bullet commas work here on Chinese websites, what's a description about how it works?
Okay, so let me give you a general information of where the Danmu like website from. It actually started from Japan. It's from a Japanese Danmu like video website called Nico Nico, which means smile, smile.
Aww.
Yeah, that's from Japan. It's actually, it's a Japanese culture. And then I think we all heard of like Eggfun and Bilibili. These two websites are really famous for Danmu. And I think after they have already creating a trend, so now other like Chinese major video platforms such as Youku and iQIYI, they all involve the Danmu function into its video playing. So it's really funny. For example, when you watch a video and for example, I watch Chris Wu's show. I was, Chris Wu's so hot, so cool. I can write a comment. Yeah, boo, 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 into the screen. And it will show up on the screen. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really funny the way that people have been so hooked to it, I think, here in China. As, like, I can totally understand as some people compare it to subtitles.
Yeah. Mm.
But subtitles, usually that's when you're watching a foreign film and then you don't understand the language or...
And subtitles are kind of just like the dialogue that's going on in what you're watching.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's always located at the bottom of the screen. So you can see, oh, there's words coming out. But with bullet comments, It's everywhere. Although I understand you can set the setting to make it shoot out from the direction you want. But how Chinese people do it here on the internet is it's everywhere. And when, let's say, if Chris Wu is in a show, that's WeFun, and then his fans are all congregated to watch it, they will be sending out comments or these damu bullet
Chris
comments.
Chris Wu is so hot.
Yes, and it can fill up the screen. Yeah. It would be
probably
running
does.
All over his very nice face, I think.
It probably does. And then they get upset, and
that's
then it
really
stops
annoying,
for a second.
That's really annoying, I have to say.
So that's really interesting when it's almost interfering your view. Why would people want to do this, and why is it so popular on the internet in China?
Yeah, well, you know, first I do want to just say what you had initially said, subtitles and this kind of thing, two very different things, right? One's the dialogue that's actually being said that helps you if your understanding or listening is not so great. You can read it and understand, oh, that's what he said when he was like, shmer, shmer, shmer. He's like, actually, can I get a hamburger? Is what he said. So this helps you understand maybe certain dialects of a certain language, right? Whereas Damu Biu, right, maybe Chris Wu saying, oh my God, thank you for this award and stuff. And then you see like something fly across the screen. Oh my God, Chris Wu, he's the best. And that was like Huang Shen, you know. That dialogue that you saw fly across the screen isn't necessarily connected to what this person is saying. It's more of a comment, right, about what's going on right then and there. So, you know, I was thinking about this and I was like, man, I've seen this. I remember one time I was in the gym. This is a weird place to first experience live streaming Damu Biu. Okay, but there's this guy. He was I think he was working out. You know, he had all this like gym clothes on, and he's just like holding the phone, like looking at himself in different angles. Maybe he'll lift like 3 or 4 times and look at the screen in a very sultry, sexy way, like, oh yeah, look at that. And like, I can't help but look at this guy because he's just
so
attracting.
Hot.
No, he's just attracting attention. Like, one hand's the cell phone, the other one's lifting. It's like, you don't see that a lot in a gym, right? But anyways, I looked at the screen, there were some like comments flying by, and I'm like, oh, this guy must have like a lifting fan club. I don't know who
is
this guy
is. Live streaming thing?
He must have been, because there were people commenting. I'm like, what's going on? But, you know, thinking about it on a deeper level, because I think a lot of what you had said, this AC Fun, Bilibili, Nikoniko, a lot of them have anime in common, right? So people watching anime. I know there's a big fan base of anime here in China as well as in Japan. And you know, I think it gives you a sense of community. It gives you a sense of, instead of me just watching an anime with the screen showing me the perfect image of what the film shot, instead I can see people comment as I'm watching this. And so I don't feel alone. Maybe I feel like I'm watching this with somebody else, and all of a sudden they're like, hey, why is this guy doing that? Does anybody know? And you can, as I understand, instantaneously respond to these people and be like, hey, don't talk during the show, or some kind of thing like this. Anyways, just the fact that you're seeing people talk while you're watching your favorite anime maybe gives you this feeling, I'm not alone.
Yeah, and I feel that today in especially maybe cities to some extent, I haven't done my field research on this one, but just my gut feeling tells me that so many people in our little apartments scattered around the city, regardless which district or building or which floor you're at, after work, after school, people are just in front of their computers or their smart devices and trying to find something to do and also to make you feel like you belong. Because so many times when I'm walking in the streets and I feel, wow, I'm completely alone. Who's there to have a similar interest as I do and can communicate with me when you are in an environment that sometimes it just feels very alien and you feel like a very small fish in the big ocean. And also, what about the real-time effect of you are effectively watching the show and also talking to other people at the same go?
Yeah.
As as it kind of feels like that way.
Yeah, it is. It gives you a sense of interaction. Like, for example, if two people are just sitting together to watch a show, we like to communicate with each other if there's a climax or there's some really cool plot.
I don't like it.
You don't
when
really?
People talk during shows or movies. I'm just one of those guys, but continue.
Okay, I really love that, especially I think on those Danmu website, they focus on the subculture.
Yeah.
So like Erciyuan is more like so ACG?
It's more like it's the anime, game, and...
AGC.
And there's also the manga. Yeah,
yes.
So some people say it's the two-dimensional world.
Yeah. They have really intense like community. So for them, they can really interact with each other no matter where are they right now. Also, I think sometimes the Danmu can serve as a subtitle. I just learned a new term today when doing the research. It's like 野生弹幕君, it's like a wild like subtitler or something. It means the unofficial subtitle makers. So for example, we just got the resource of a cartoon clip, but it has no translation, and it just in Japanese or English or something. Those unofficial interpreter or translator, they can do the spontaneous like translation for the people who watch the show. That's
right.
Pretty cool.
Right, so it has a good response system, and someone might say, what did that mean? And then someone can maybe help with this kind of response as well, you know? But I was also thinking, you know, let's say if it's not anime, if it's not some kind of game, but rather Chris Wu accepting some award, like Chris Wu does, you know, maybe somebody feels like when their message flies across Chris Wu's live stream, they also get this 5 seconds of fame that everybody's seeing them. You can't look away. You can't watch the image and not see my comment as Chris Wu is graciously accepting his award for most handsome man, right?
You remind me of, you remind me of a super annoying point of the Danmu. Because several weeks ago, I was watching the Rap of China, 中国有嘻哈.
And he's in that.
Yeah, yeah, okay. He's the judge. So, you know, sometimes the Danmu can be, oh, don't stop laughing. I've been trying to keep it down. I'm really talking something really serious. I really hate some Danmu. They serve as a spoiler.
Yeah.
Because when you watch a game or something, because it will directly tell you like comments like, oh, who has been washed out during a game. So it's kind of spoiler. That's really annoying.
Good
I wanna watch
point.
I want to watch a competition.
So nobody should ever watch Game of Thrones with any kind of Danmu view because you risk being told what's going to happen or any TV show or something you really care about. Chris Wu and Rap of China, these kind of things. You could have a spoiler.
Yeah. For you and I, Ryan, maybe it's all right. But for, you know, hardcore fans, I understand, you know.
We can live with it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I can't. Mm. But I would like to second what Huang Shan said earlier. That is, well, I watch maybe some TV shows or drama online. And when there is a spoiler that comes up without an alert.
Do you type an angry Danmu?
You're like, I want to smash this.
I'll find you.
Yeah, don't make me come and get you because I will. I want to smash the screen, basically. When sometimes, let's say you're watching a thriller, I'm not going to name it, and then immediately, like 2 minutes after the very opening of the movie, there's a couple of Danmu bullet comments flying out of nowhere that says, this man's gonna die in 45 minutes.
And then you just see a trail of Danmus after that saying, I'll find you! Why?
Yeah. And then, so that's a good point. And then you'll see a whole army of bullet
angry young people.
Yes, people who have a similar mind as I do that would shout, metaphorically speaking.
Yes, but in big font size.
Yes, we'll make sure to change the color of the font and a different style of the font and say, you know, the guy who said this and that.
You will die.
Or like, hold up. We'll come and get you.
Yeah.
So it's very like it's very disappointing, annoying when that happens. But also, as you're watching the movie, you're also participating in this huge conversation yeah. that God knows how many people are also doing the same as you. But you can also see that online. Sometimes it's like 1,500 people watching
pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, and if not more.
Okay.
So that's a really interesting subculture that is yeah. alive on the internet that is so far away from real life, yeah. but also yeah. every night when we turn on our computers.
Every night.
Yes, we occasionally, I've said too much. Yeah. We enter a different world, yes. and we're also having a very colorful life there.
Yeah. So I have a concern if yeah. this goes to the U.S., that I will never be able to watch anything ever again. Because, you know, maybe you guys can talk a little bit about the internet scene specifically here in China. But in the U.S., we have what are trolls and spammers. So if you guys ever hear of somebody trolling you, that doesn't mean they live under a bridge and they're waiting for you to cross it and they're going to eat you. No, rather an internet troll is somebody who is there participating in an online conversation or anything, comments, and they're just trying to get you angry. They're just trying to get something started. They're just there to make everybody really heated. So these are trolls. Spammers are just like, maybe there's Chris Wu's live streaming. I join in and I just press, I keep advertising my company as fast as I can on the screen. Hey, Chris Wu Pictures, only X amount of R&B. Chris Wu Pictures, come on, come on, come on. This kind of thing. And so suddenly, what I was watching is just covered with people trying to get me angry or people trying to sell something. And so that happens all the time in the U.S. and just in the side comments, because what's really popular in the U.S., Facebook Live, PS4 streaming, is instead of on the screen, you have it on the side so that it doesn't, you know, there's just so many people either trying to get you angry or sell something or just say something you won't appreciate. So it's out of the picture so you can watch the picture. Now, in which case, if I really, really want to get my Chris Wu fix and I turn on Rap of China, but I don't want spoilers or somebody to try to sell me Chris Wu swag or any of this stuff.
You don't want
Can I
that?
Turn off
you can.
The Damu Bu? Is it an optional thing? Because I don't really know on these platforms.
Oh, you can turn
okay,
off
so that's
it.
Cool.
So you get the option. Whether
can, yeah. Options are a good thing.
Yes,
yeah.
I know. But do you want to be doing this alone?
Oh, God.
Or do you want to join
point.
The party and have the fun?
You make yeah. a good point. I don't want to be alone. No, I mean...
But you get the option. Yeah. So to answer your question, you yeah. get the option, and yeah. I think that is actually pretty mature as the internet yeah. environment develops, as these video websites, they yeah. want to be very attentive to yeah. users' experience as traffic clicks. Viewership is everything.
Yeah.
And also one other reason I suspect why bullet comments aren't as popular or popular at all in the U.S. or in yeah. some of the Western countries is that in Chinese, actually, we have it's very easy to abbreviate like
yeah,
very long
yeah.
sentences
oh, yeah.
into just a combination of a few characters.
Yeah.
But in English, maybe it's due to my limitation of yeah. a proficiency of the English language, but I feel that it's kind of hard to get so many ideas into just a couple of sentences, a couple of words.
I mean, yeah, for sure, but you still have your LOLs, your BRBs, be right back, mm-hmm. AFK, away from keyboard, BTW, uh-huh. by the way, because, you know, even without Damu Bu, we want to make our sentences shorter when we're sending text mm-hmm. messages, all this different stuff. There's a whole other level to abbreviated messages that are more than just commenting on videos.
Yeah.
But one of the things I do think, and I was thinking about this quite seriously, yes, is that I think the U.S., we're kind of set in our ways. Whereas maybe the mobile penetration and internet culture now is so mature here in China, I think it developed into that quite quickly. And in which case, maybe certain ways, through the shared love of anime, this became something shared between, you know, people that are in China and Japan. But in the U.S., we're fairly isolated in our ways of media, and I think also we're set in our ways because we've had internet culture for so long, and it's developed into what it is. We're dinosaurs, and we like it our way. We don't want to change so much. So I would compare it this way. You know, in the U.S., we still use debit cards for a majority of our payments. We always have our cards on us, this little piece of plastic that rules all of our money exchanges. Yet in China, it seems like cards and cash are becoming the thing of the past, whereas people are using mobile payments. So I think you'll find China is moving in a more interactive, more, you know, kind of savvy, cool ways. But I think you'll find some fallouts from those, i.e. a bunch of people commenting at the same time. And the U.S. is kind of stuck in their ways. People are like, nope, we like the comments on the side of the screen. Don't change it.
Yes.
So that's what I thought, by the way.
Yeah, I think another reason why the Danmu cannot be popularized in Western culture is because in Western countries, you guys have a more like mature like copyright system and strict copyright violation penalty. Actually, we recently heard a lot of stories about those Danmu video platforms because they got in some sue cases with the major video platforms like Youku, iQIYI, and Tencent because they just transferred the videos from those major video platforms, so it will cause some problems, actually.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about in the past, these companies, they really appreciate and will enforce their copyright ownage on a lot of different things. So Youku, iQIYI, Tencent, it makes sense that they wouldn't be happy if another company was getting views off their copyrights.
Yes, and that is definitely one of the concerns that on the one hand, you would have imagined or expected to some extent might have stopped or acted as an obstacle to the development and the spread of Danmu or bullet comments. But in reality, not much or anything is stopping people's will into congregating on the internet in this way, it seems. Well, you know what? I'm
going
to say this in Chinese. 前方高能反应, 非战斗人员请迅速撤离.
Yes. Wow.
What is that about? Well, we'll do the translation.
Later.
Talk a little bit more about that.
Yes.